step-by-step hacking process. Much like any successful enterprise, it is best to begin with a narrow focus on specific, realistic goals. When individuals focus on too broad a spectrum, focus becomes meaningless because of its vagueness. Also, while large growth is of course the hopes of the end result, achieving smaller tasks must develop it. Much like driving a car on a long journey, the end result only occurs after understanding the route. Once potential growth hackers have defined a realistic, actionable goal, the next step is to implement analytics in order to track the process of goals. Without having precise analytics, goals are essentially empty. It is, of course, possible to hit certain goals working without an outline, but structure is vital for success. Analytics provide a definitive answer to prove that a result has or has not been reached. They also provide the information for the suggestion of which aspects to change in order to test another hypothesis. Much like a sculpture, the unnecessary elements must be stripped away for the ideal end result. After analytics have been put into place, the next step is to analyze the startup or company to find out which elements are possible to use as leverage for the company. Every company has the ability to have something unique to help define or enhance the organization. In the example of mass email marketing, the answer is usually within the question. Certain companies would require one strategy while others another. Always plan growth by building upon strengths and remember that each company features a different type of fulcrum for their specific leverage. Before moving forward, it is best to create a hypothesis. Much like scientific method, a hypothesis is a strategic guess at potential results from a procedure. After writing down the hypothesis, begin the experiment. When conducting any experiment, make sure not to be naive when considering resources required for predicted results. If the organization requires thousands of users to work, do not expect it to work with a few hundred. When all of the data is in place and resources aligned, learn from any successes or failures and remember that the data will provide information as long as you are willing to use it. Experiments, in science or business, are meant to be performed repetitively until successful. This may require minimal tweaking or full-blown remodeling. In the case of using email marketing, consider creating a control group. This group will help track the exterior environmental factors that are more difficult to track in even the most optimal settings. It's important to know when an outside factor greatly affects the sales of a product. Consider companies who wish to spread to another region of the world, only to find out their products offend aspects of certain cultures. This may be overlooked and thought of as a failure without a control group narrowing down the results. Finally, make sure to repeat the process. While certain experiments do not work, others simply need to be tweaked and adjusted. Use the data and continue to repeat experiments until reaching success. Much like the gold hunter giving up his dig inches from richness, the answer is usually within reach, so make sure to continue the hunt for a successful growth hack, as long as you believe in your product and your company. Growth hacker myths. If the steps above sound a little foreign, ignore the scientific jargon and look at what it truly means to be a growth hacker. Since the phrase sparked in 2010, too many people have said it too often and too out of context. Much like a new buzzword, other phrases and wrongful ideologies are quickly associated with a new phrase like this one. Rather than continue to believe it's only for certain types of people, browse the following to learn the myths behind the buzz. First, it's important to understand that a growth hacker does not have to be a programmer or a traditional marketer. In fact, marketers will have to greatly define and narrow their field in order to become a growth hacker. By narrowing their field, it will then require a marketer to deepen their skill set within that field. Among these myths, many outsiders only rely on analytics, which is also a wrongful interpretation. While analytics are important, they are more of a guideline to proficiency. In addition to analytics, growth hackers are also resourceful with a curiosity about creative growth. Truly, it is the combination of right and left brain that help the most successful growth hackers expand businesses in a successful and creative manner. These individuals build upon the smallest amount of success and narrow their focus, much like passing helium into the small hole of a balloon to expand the entire project to its greatest capacity, building a funnel. Much like a bottleneck, A funnel begins with a wide end and then narrows in a triangular shape to a small opening. Funnels are needed when filtering uncooperative materials, in order to make them cooperate accordingly. In terms of funneling customers, the goal is often to sort out the unpredictable individuals in order to find those who are searching for your product or type of information. Essentially, you will want to guide visitors through the site in order for them to end at a sign-up or checkout point, inviting them into your community. Imagine the large end of the funnel as the initial goal of inviting visitors. These may be fans or they may be those who have literally stumbled upon the site by accident for the first time. Either way, the goal is to build a relationship with those who should belong to your group. With this in mind, the next step would be to activate members, which consists of building a relationship with a customer or potential customer. The third step would be to retain the customer. Three-step breakdown. Imagine the three steps as the beginnings of a relationship. The first step, inviting visitors, results from a type of activation upon their part. Imagine this is an attractive individual flirting from across the table. Much like a wink, new users must join an email list, create an account, or purchase goods on the site. The next step, activate members, will then require that person to continue to use the product, much like being a romantic relationship where dates are the standard. This could include individuals who read and share emails or continue to purchase products on a regular basis. These users, retain the customer, most resemble getting married. Understanding successful rates. It can be discouraging to have a scenario where thousands of individuals are visiting the site while only a handful of customers are actually making purchases. In this scenario, it's important to understand which conversion rates signify normal success. Honestly, the deeper into the funnel, the less traffic exists. Mathematically, imagine 100,000 visitors resulting in 1,000 members, which would be a 1% conversion. Of those 1,000, let's only 600 stick around, which would be a 60% conversion. While the numbers are helpful to determining individual growth, they are almost impossible to compare to one another, knowing the variables. The first thing to consider would be whether or not your overall traffic specifically identifies with a product. If the product in question is an ebook about woodworking but the articles are about welding, many visitors will quickly move on to something else. Much of this depends on the relationship of products available as well as the headlines of feature articles. With that in mind, there are specific types of traffic sources that can convert members at higher rates than others. Sometimes, this will be current trending topics or any of other countless examples. In another scenario, consider your specific activation goal. Trying to get an email is much easier than trying to make a sale. Asking for smaller favors results in larger results. This is also true of high membership fees. When considering retention rates, it's also important to consider others within the same market. Certain products will feature more repeat users than others. For example, high-end handcrafted pieces of furniture may not have repeat customers, while Fruit of the Month Club will invite shoppers to purchase goods each month. Determining success. Once a growth hacker understands the variables, there are additional facts to keep in mind when tracking and expanding growth. The first rule is that numbers should always be improving. Much like an athlete, there is never a reason to slow down or lose a step in a monthly training regime. In terms of analytics, visitors should grow each month on a steady incline. This has nothing to do with unknowns because growth should happen like clockwork despite any adventures in trial and error. After setting up steady growth, consider tracking growth with a fellow hacker. Find somewhere with a product in a similar field that doesn't specifically compete with your product and work together to find the most successful rates of growth. Check one another's numbers in order for both of your organizations to succeed. These examples may work better for area-based businesses such as a coffee shop in New York and another in Los Angeles. Another example may be two online companies who sell winter gear, where one sells hats and the other scarves. These methods truly help determine realistic conversion rates. Finally, make sure that you are reading the data correctly. For example, if number of visitors increase but retention drops, take this into account correctly, rather than only looking at the drop of retention. The main goal of tracking this data is to create conversion rates in various key points within the funnel. These various stages will work together over time to create a greater impact on the business as a whole. Setting priorities. Funnels actually help determine where to place the most emphasis to build growth. While methods still aren't soundproof, the results are usually within the analytics. Imagine a 60% conversion rate from visitors to members and a 50% conversion rate of those members to users, with only 100 new daily visitors. In this scenario, the conversion rates would be high but the new visitors are relatively low and should therefore be the focus of the growth hacker in this scenario. Moving aside from growth, it's time to think back on the product. The term product market fit applies to the priority of the product on the market. Essentially, if the product completely disappears from the market and 40% of that product's users were not extremely disappointed, then it may be time to reevaluate the product. The team behind the product needs to focus more on the actual product, helping to create something that will demand outrage if it were to ever leave the stands, online or otherwise. Make sure the energy going into the growth of a product is for a product that deserves to grow, gaining visitors. Many readers will skip directly to this chapter and believe that getting visitors is the main goal of growth hacking. While increased traffic is vital and a key result in growing an online business through traffic, it is merely the end result and the journey is not only rewarding, but recommended. However you have found yourself in this chapter, it's time to dive into the essentials, which can be summed up as the following four procedures. 1, 2, 3, P. There are three ways to drive traffic to your site and each of these ways begins with the letter P. The first method is pull in traffic. Simply put, this is a way for you to pull in visitors by providing a reason for these individuals to continue returning to the site. Whether you entice them with information, incentivize them with prizes or gifts, or provide a free book, users will be drawn to the site and thirsty for more. The next type is the push method. Think of pull as an open door that reads welcome and think of push as an individual passing out invitations. With push, growth hackers skip the enticements and go directly to users, pushing them onto their site. For example, think of those individuals hoping to see a new YouTube video, finding out they can only view the video after seeing a paid advertisement. This is push marketing and it exists because you find your potential users and push them to your site. The final P stands for product. The simplest way to describe this method is through a social media outlet like Facebook. Basically, the more people that use the product, the more it is able to spread. This is true for any type of app that requires some sort of friends to interact with, including Words with Friends, Snapchat or Instagram. Analyzing the methods. Both push and pull methods ask growth hackers to rethink the word distribution. Almost like predicting the future, growth hackers are able to analyze which trails of online distribution are spreading, and in which direction. For those less experienced, simply conduct the research in order to determine which online portals are most popular. Much like a popular restaurant, there are ways to determine which areas are more inviting and user-friendly, in terms of group congregation. Knowing where users congregate ultimately results in how and where to push or pull them to your site. With the product method, however, distribution remains the same but the term product can be changed in order to apply to more customers. Again, this applies to types of customers as well as the skill of the growth hacker in question. While the product itself cannot be changed from growth hacking, the purpose or definition can be warped to apply to multiple groups. Also, there is not one method that specifically works better than the other and each will depend on the product as well as the hacker, while other products will rely on using portions of all three methods for ultimate success. Top pull methods. Perhaps one of the most well-known methods of pull is to be featured as a blogger or guest blogger. These methods are ideal for pulling traffic, especially thanks to SEO context within blogs that aid search engines like Google to search for specific words to highlight articles, phrases, and products mentioned. With these methods, the more you write daily articles for example, the more chances to be picked up within the search. The most successful blogs, however, still focus on living within a specific niche. Besides blogging, Growth hackers can also focus on podcasting, or guest podcasting. Much like a blog, podcasts spread information on a regular basis to specific audiences who enjoy that category of information. Unlike blogs, podcasts have the ability to open new realms in terms of hearing versus reading. With podcasts, guest podcasters are able to reach a specific audience, assuming the crowd listens to each and every podcast. One drawback from guest podcasting, however, is that the podcasts are not typically indexed like that from SEO, and links or businesses mentioned are harder to find, versus clicking on text within a written article. Next, there are guides, white papers and ebooks, which can be sold or given away for free. While it's easy to skip over a blog post, it's more difficult to skip over a beautifully crafted, well-written book on a niche subject. Offering a free book will often entice visitors to sign up for a site that interests them in hopes of downloading the book. Users will feel a fair trade when giving up an email in exchange for a free ebook. In addition, these are easily spreadable through outlets of social media, inviting online authors to spread their work to those interested in similar subjects. Infographics are another form of pull method that are often highly effective among new users. These beautifully designed visualizations are able to highlight information along with design and invite users to spread them through social media. When developing an infographic, consider finding a great topic with current data. Build the narrative and come up with a style of design that highlights the concept, and make sure to polish the design and information before spreading the information. Infographics are popular on sites like Pinterest that feature an image and invite users back to the initial site of publication. Webinars are an online source of seminar that invites users from all over the world to learn more about a subject in somewhat of a classroom setting. Usually live, webinars are scheduled to be hosted like an event that users can look forward to, and invite their friends via simulcast. In order to make it more like an event, these types of pulls are usually invite only with limited seating, asking those who are serious to join. Because these methods are educational, they act as a win-win link between businesses and users. Using social media has been sprinkled throughout the text, but it's important to remember that it's more than just an ingredient. While there are many things to avoid, other methods to focus on, include engaging with those within your product's demographic and providing value as frequently as possible. Always answer questions and give advice to curious consumers. This will not only build relationships, but it will let your company know what customers want to see next. Let your creative juices shine in social media and make sure to view it as a distance run rather than a sprint. In addition to social media, consider using contests to bring in traffic. Contests are good for small and large companies. The key when trying a contest is to give away something worthy and consequential to your growing audience. Not every type of blog should be giving away the newest gadget, especially if they are hoping to sell something that exists without technology. In addition to picking the ideal grand prize, make sure to include something for first, second, and third, so users feel they have a better shot to win. Finally, when choosing a winner, make it a big deal and let everyone know the prize is legitimate. Understanding push tactics. After mastering pull tactics, consider moving on to push tactics. With push tactics, some type of interruption is involved, unlike within pull tactics, where an enticement is being offered. Think of an advertisement on YouTube when thinking of a push tactic. While the ad is not what the user was searching, they will have to watch the video before the watching the video they had to set out to watch. Pull invites users, and while push seeks users by going out to look for them. Before diving into push tactics, it's important to understand the lifetime value of a customer. Known as LTV, this encompasses all of the profit that can be made on a customer over a lifetime. LTV is why Starbucks justifies placing a location on every corner. Each location represents a specific number of lifetime customers. Within the formula, certain products will make a certain number of income per year, but may exist within a product that customers change every 5 years, meaning their entire LTV exists within those 5 years. Push tactics. Perhaps the most well-known push tactic would simply be to purchase advertisements, such as those mentioned that play before a YouTube video. While these seem more like marketing than true growth hacking, there is a time and place for everything, and growth is the ultimate goal. With buying ads, however, there is still the open invitation for creativity as well as strategy in terms of both when and where to place an ad. When placing ads, there are the giants like Google, but there are also niche sites to consider that relate more specifically to certain products. When buying ads, also consider the platform, strategic calendar of ads, and the personas of your demographic. The next type of push tactic is the promo swap, where companies will both mention one another's product in order to quickly spread the word on a product while helping another company grow. This works best when you find another company that shares a similar demographic. While there are many ways to conduct a proper promo swap, consider beginning by swapping tweets or Facebook posts. In terms of email, there are dedicated email swaps and sponsored email swaps. With a dedicated email, the entire body is dedicated to another business, whereas email swap usually only features a linking, sponsored by newsletter within the text. Other types include giveaway swaps and ad space swaps. Another push method would be to recruit affiliates. Essentially, this method creates a sort of chart where you pay someone for each milestone they hit. Milestones could be whatever you choose, but often result around examples such as bringing visitors to your site or activating current members. Affiliates could use any number of methods to bring traffic, but the main idea is that you are paying them to do it instead of doing it yourself. When searching for a key affiliate, make sure to vet the individual thoroughly in order to find someone that is a reflection upon yourself, your product, and your company. Finally, direct sales are also a form of push growth hacking. While direct sales teams do not work for every type of product, they do work more for some and should not be disregarded completely. While most startups these days tend to avoid these methods, consider AppStack.com. This company began with mobile ads for local businesses, and they actually began from telephone sales. In today's modern digital world, this is less common but does still exist and may work for some, using product tactics. Perhaps the most advanced method of growth is the product method. While push and pull methods are both effective, using the actual product is one of the most engaging methods for sharing a product and growing a business. The vast effects that result from product methods are irreplaceable when compared to any push or pull methods. Pull methods have the unfortunate side effect of potentially losing individuals that make up traffic. Consider using an infographic to build traffic, with the thought those inbound visitors may decrease daily because seeing any one graphic only relates to individuals a handful of times. When using the product, however, it is entirely possible that each visit to the site will not only mean a returned customer, it will mean they bring their entire online network with them. If every one individual simply brings one additional individual with them upon return, then that product or service has then officially gone viral. In industry terms, the viral loop comes into play. Basically, if a growth hacker is able to set up a network where every individual who enters a product brings another person with him or her, that equals a coefficient of over 1, known as K, which equals exponential growth. In most scenarios, examples such as B2B enterprises, there are rarely coefficients as high as 1 because even the most expert tactics do not work for every product, nor do they work in every type of market. However, despite the odds, it's important to remember that any K factor above 0 results in positive growth. Product tactics. Social networks are all around us, and network invitations are great ways to show off products. Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, and LinkedIn are perhaps the most well-known, but other social groups are spreading rapidly. Of these network invitations, remember to think of all of your resources, including phone contacts, email contacts, and social contacts. Mobile apps are more and more likely to feature a button that invites users to invite all of their friends with the click of a button. Likewise, there are also email lists and social media contacts that work the same way. Even if only a handful of individuals initially download the app, but decide to share with their hundreds of friends, you will find that these numbers quickly add up to reach mass audiences. Social sharing, which is somewhat different than the method listed above, involves the act of simply allowing others to mention a product or service within their network. For example, instead of asking someone to invite their friends to like your page, this method simply asks that the individuals mention the product in their profile or status so others can see and perhaps click on the item. These are often available in the forms of buttons below a posting, for example, in a blog. There will be an example such as like, tweet, or share, along with the number of others who have shared the topic or post. This data also comes into play in terms of analytics. If most of your traffic comes from Twitter, make sure to not only allow users to post on Facebook. Building upon social sharing, API integrations integrate products at a higher level. Rather than asking for permission to share, API integrations actually creates an experience where users can share in the background without constant reminding. Consider the example of Spotify, which is a music-based app and website. Spotify connects with Facebook and automatically publishes Facebook feed for anyone connected with Spotify and Facebook. This type of frictionless sharing only works with open permission. Another type would be the Nike Plus app, which also connects with Facebook. This app allows for runners to share their trails and times online in a seamless fashion in order to inspire and create competition among friends. The only probable difficulty with these methods is that the dominant side holds the reins. Meaning, Facebook will always share with others to spread their message, but they may shut others out of their information in order to stay the biggest and the best. The backlink option was one of the first types of growth hacking. Hotmail launched a service that read "Get your free email at Hotmail" along the bottom of each message, inspiring others outside of their group to join, creating a viral loop. Consider any type of widget or side panel to work as a backlink. Guest blogs are another example and are as effective as they have ever been. When the word incentive comes to mind, within the realm of growth marketing, the business Dropbox is usually on the tip of the tongue. After months of struggling, the group launched a tactic to give away free space in the crowd by simply signing up friends. In this regard, their storage space quickly changed to currency, inviting outsiders to sign up and share with friends for more and more space to save data. With Dropbox, the company earns new users, creating value, while the users earn free storage space, valuable to them. Many other companies tried to copy Dropbox and failed. Perhaps one reason why is because Dropbox also rewarded those who better understood their product, giving away additional space by testing educated users and offering additional rewards. Finally, there is organic word of mouth. Individuals sharing your product either online or offline is still one of the most effective methods and only happens when customers truly love a product. This method may or may not even result from an orchestrated attack of growth marketing. These individuals are happy to spread the word even without being incentivized. This type of method cannot be measured, nor can it can be controlled. Think of sharing the information about an upcoming movie or new gadget, only doing so before you look forward for the device or event. While these methods are seemingly unpredictable, there are certain behaviors to make word-of-mouth advertising more possible. Consider creating beautiful products that can be described in a simple demeanor. Other organic products are those that are trendy as well as those which effectively relieve pain. Finally, emotional, unique, and fun products spread quickly and with no effort in some occasions. Activation and closing statements. Activating members. While it's been a great deal of the journey to simply bring visitors to a site, visitors alone are actually more of a problem than a solution. Rather than merely have visitors circling the surface, it's time to activate members. Visitors who only visit will unfortunately leave at outstanding rates. Therefore, activation is the ultimate goal. Activation occurs when visitors do something that you have decided for them to do. While these methods can range from an array of areas, the main idea is to get these visitors interested in more than just the surface of the website. Usually, the main idea is to get a visitor to enter an email address or make a purchase, but there are other techniques as well. In addition to the two techniques listed above, consider asking visitors to read a blog, make a comment, fill out a questionnaire, watch a video, interact with another member, or request some sort of friendship or membership. While these seem simple, much of growth marketing only requires small results. Remember, a great deal of small results equivocates to large results. The key is to be consistent and continue to work towards greater and greater goals. Summary. Internet marketing and programming are no longer separate entities. The methods and procedures used for each are both coming together in the form of growth hacking. Businesses, both small and large, are steadily seeking growth hackers to help grow their businesses to exponential, seemingly overnight, levels of mammoth success. Internet marketers began as IT professionals and business students but are moving to the underground, in the form of all sorts of hacking techniques. Thanks to increased technology, growth hacking can occur at the fingertips of any individual, through a keyboard and into the ever-expanding internet that spreads worldwide. Individuals are invited to build portfolios from their college years, through internships and freelancing or on their own as internet-savvy fanboys. Portfolios can range from all sorts and levels, but must be kept up to date in order to highlight a designer's best work. Portfolios can exist in many freelancing fields, but it's important to always use proper grammar and spelling techniques. In addition, it's wise to occasionally go back and revise old work, using new techniques that you have picked up along the way. Perhaps the most important aspect of any portfolio is the open-ended ambition that a well-kept portfolio invites. Future employers want to know where you want to go with your work and encourage foundation with a view. Amidst the portfolio, a specific niche often helps individuals as well as businesses. By defining a particular niche as described within the long tail of keywords, even the smallest companies to strike high search results among the largest search engines. Specifying an area of study greatly improves the success of a business by helping the business itself focus while keeping a simple strategy in mind among present and future customers. There are countless examples that currently exist and even more on the horizon. When looking for a niche, consider examining fields of interest that currently catch your attention. Consider ordering niche magazines or conducting in-depth research to find out more information. When choosing a niche, business-minded individuals will quickly come up with grand ideas to improve categories within the field. Others will simply want to blog about the subject in order to highlight their knowledge to the world, creating a community of additional, like-minded folks. Once a product has been created, there are four methods to begin a business that never go out of style. First, always focus on relationships. This benefits everyone, from brick-and-mortar pizza shops to online teapot sales in Taiwan. Customers appreciate developed relationships. Direct response copywriting is another important aspect and a subject that should not be left to subtlety. In our millisecond world, it's important to have engaging, tagline-like headlines to hook visitors. Content marketing is the third method of success and asks for users to deliver scheduled content to their readership in a way that readers expect and crave emails and additional information. Finally, make sure to have valuable products. In this scenario, valuable is not relevant to monetary, but valuable in terms of worth. Do not waste your time or your customers' time writing, blogging, or advertising about an inferior product. Growth hackers understand that going viral is no accident. Any video or product that reaches millions has more than just overnight success. Virality only occurs from a great product and lots of belief. After finding the ideal product, growth hackers can then define actionable goals to follow through with. These goals will be guided through analytics, making sure to leverage the strength of any given company for ultimate success. While any hypothesis could be wrong, a hypothesis with a narrow focus and backed results has a better chance of equaling success. Through these marketing experiments, growth hackers can prove results and repeat as necessary to find the best results for amazing results. In addition, to track growth, it's important to understand the mindset of the consumer. Through a funnel, growth hackers understand how to funnel occasional visitors to the site in order to find those willing to sign up for an email account or even purchase goods on a recurring basis. Gaining visitors is vital for growth hacking. Through various techniques of marketing, growth hackers can pull and push users directly to a site. Pull methods use incentivized techniques while push methods chase potential customers through advertisements. Another technique, and possibly the most successful, is the product technique. This involves methods like Facebook and Twitter, where users must be logged in to use a particular service. Finally, Remember that visitors on a site are not enough, and it's as important to bring visitors as it is to funnel those visitors through the site. Simply ask your visitors to read a blog, click on a link, watch a video, or sign up for an account, and you will be on your way to becoming a successful growth hacker.